time for George Ferrugia to find us a winner of the Warrigal Cup. Cups everywhere today. And, gee, it's a good field as well. Shimmer Shine's pretty tight after that explosive win in the heat last week. George, how are you this morning, mate?
Not bad, Mick. How are you, mate?
Very well indeed. Looking forward to seeing Shimmer Shine in action again tonight. Would you be happy to take the $1.80?
Look, I probably wouldn't want it any shorter, only just because of the box. He's clearly the best dog in the race, but I'm just not sure from the box draw. He's going to have to just do things right early. He can be a little bit hit or miss. He had box 8 last week, which he's got an incredible record over, and he just blew the track record away. It doesn't come as any surprise because we know how good the ground is. Forget what they're going to run tonight. They'll be a little bit slower. We've had a little bit of rain. I don't think that, you know, it's not as warm as it was last week. But I think the key to him here is just to stay in the top couple early. And then when the whips are cracking, Mick, I think he's clearly still the greyhound to beat. He's got some speed drawn next to him in Zipping Zabo. Obviously, Catch the Thief is drawn under him as well. The greyhound in box 2, Aston Gwen, took out the laurels and then rose in class, obviously, into open grade against the boys and girls, and did very well in the heat last week. So I don't think it's the fait accompli, even though he's still the on top chip. The dark horse in the race, I think, is Equalizer off box 8 for Jason Thompson. I thought his heat win was extraordinary. Look, he can't miss the kick like he did last week, and still expect to beat these greyhounds. But I've seen an article written where Jason said that sometimes he can begin a little bit better, and that's the key to him as well. But, yeah, look, I think Shimmer Shine deserves to be favourite, clearly. I think he's a touch short for me, though, Mick. And, look, I'd like to see him win. He's been a terrific greyhound. He'll smash it over $400,000 in prize money if he's able to do so. But I don't think it's as clear-cut as some are making out.
All right, so he's not a one out in the last leg of the quaddie then. So where do we go for our best bets in our quaddie?
Yeah, look, I'll just give you the quaddie numbers first. 1, 2, 3, and 6 into 2, 3, 6, and 8 into 2, 7, and 8 into 1, 5, and 6. 1, 5, 6, and 8, sorry, to bring us home. Best bets a little bit earlier in the program. Race 2, number 2 is where we're going to start. It's a greyhound called Aston Resort. Last two wins at Sale have been pretty impressive. Broke 25 on one of those occasions. I think he'll be able to get to the front and be very, very hard to beat. Also like one that's come up at odds, race 4, number 1, Eilish. Around the $5 mark, look, there's some talented greyhounds in the race, including a greyhound in box 8, Neville Bale, who absolutely smashed the clock at the Meadows last start. But I thought Eilish has been leading up to a win, and I do like its draw. Now, the bet I'm really keen on comes in race 7, number 2, Sunset Burbsky. We went a little bit wider in the quaddie because her form is pretty patchy. If we go back 6 months ago, Mick, you might recall, she was probably in the conversation as the best stayer in the country. Her form has really, really plateaued. She certainly isn't racing anywhere near as well as she has. But two starts ago, she did show an inkling of her best at Warrnambool, where she blew greyhounds away over a similar distance. She's having her first start here at Warrigal. I think she gets a little bit stale at certain tracks, so her first start might suit her. She's clearly the best greyhound in the race, and I'm happy to have a crack at $2.20, Mick. So she's probably the best for me. You just live by the sword with her. She can either fail off or she'll loom on the corner and just be too strong for them. So race 7, number 2 is the one I'm really, really keen on, Sunset Burbsky.
All right, we like that, George. Race 7, number 2, the best of the night. All right, well, you enjoy what is going to be another stellar night of racing, another cup, another star in action. It'll be fascinating to see how it all unfolds.
Absolutely. And just quickly, Simon told Helen goes around in a heat of the Paws of Thunder at Wentworth Park. There are 4 heats of those. In another heat is a greyhound called Wow, who's picket fencing and is probably the boom pup in New South Wales. It'll be really good to see those two go through to the final next week.
Absolutely. Good punting, George.
See you, mate.